Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 40. Come, ye disconsolate, where'er ye languish. Here health and peace are found, life, truth, and love. Here bring your wounded hearts. Here tell your anguish. Earth has no sorrow, but love can remove. Hymn number 40. Scriptural will be given by Dale from Virginia.
Philippians. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Ephesians, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, speaking the truth in love.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer, with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 133. I cannot always trace the way where Thou, Almighty One, dost move, but I can always, always say, that God is love, that God is love. Hymn number 133.
I cannot
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other subjects that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our lives this tremendous science, Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets every Sunday at 11 a.m., and that Sunday school is available to children anywhere. It has its own teleconference number, and many of our Sunday school students don't live in New Jersey, and they participate over the telephone. This means that if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend our Sunday school. Just call us. We'll give you the number, and our Sunday school teachers would be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives literally saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do come in person, you can bring the whole family. We have 17 different websites in 17 different languages. And this way, the truth of Christian Science is reaching millions of people around the world, in many cases in their own language. This is our missionary work, our outreach to mankind. And everything provided on our websites is the very finest Christian Science literature. And it's also free. Nothing on our websites costs you anything. You can read, download, listen, print without cost. Freely we have received, and freely we give. And that is why we are so grateful to those of you who contribute financially to our church. There couldn't be a better cause. One of the articles that's featured on our English website is an excerpt from an article entitled "Love Your Enemies" by Mary Baker Eddy. One of the more important articles that she wrote. Of course, they were all important, but today this one stands out as very important. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Betty from California.
Page 662, a testimony from Scotland. I came to Christian Science purely for physical healing. I was very ill and unhappy, very cynical and disbelieving in regard to what I heard of God and religion. I tried to live my life in my own way and put religion aside. I was a great believer in fate and in willpower and thought to put them in the place of God, with the consequence that I was led to do many rash and foolish things. I am now thankful to say that my outlook on life is entirely changed. I have proved God's wisdom and goodness so often that I am willing and thankful to know my future is in His hands. and that all things must work out for the best. I have found a God whom I can love and worship with my whole heart, and I now read my Bible with interest and understanding. I was healed of very bad rheumatism simply by reading Science and Health. I had tried many medicines, also massage, with no result, and the doctors told me that I would always suffer from this disease as it was inherited, and also because I had rheumatic fever when a child. I suffered day and night, and nothing relieved me until science proved to me the falseness of this belief by removing it. I gave up all the medicines I was taking and have never touched any since, and that is more than 2 years ago. Before this, I had often tried to do without a medicine that I had taken every day for 10 years, but was always ill and had to return to it until I found out that one mind is the only medicine. And then I was freed from the suffering. I had also suffered constantly from bilious attacks, colds, and a weak chest, and had been warned not to go out in wet weather, etc. But now I'm glad to say I am quite free from all those material laws and go out in all sorts of weather. RDF, Edinburgh, Scotland.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 10 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: love. The golden text is from John. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Christ Jesus. The responsive reading is from Isaiah and Ephesians. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound,
to comfort all that mourn,
to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named,
that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love,
may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height,
and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with
Carol will now read.
I'll read from the Bible. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. 1 John. And everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God, for God is love. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Luke. Then said Jesus, if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus was at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore, I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Then said he unto the disciples, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we have done that which was our duty to do. Matthew, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Ephesians, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us. Walk as children of light. Colossians, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. 1 Corinthians, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth.
Elizabeth from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The vital part, the heart and soul of Christian Science is love. Our church is built on the divine principle love. We can unite with this church only as we are newborn of spirit, as we reach the life which is truth, and the truth, which is life, by bringing forth the fruits of love, casting out error, and healing the sick. You will learn that in Christian Science, the first duty is to obey God, to have one mind, and to love another as yourself. Ask yourself, am I living the life that approaches the supreme good? Am I demonstrating the healing power of truth and love? Love for God and man is the true incentive in both healing and teaching. Love inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way. Right motives give pinions to thought and strength and freedom to speech and action. Love is priestess at the altar of truth. It is related in the 7th chapter of Luke's Gospel that Jesus was once the honored guest of a certain Pharisee by name Simon, though he was quite unlike Simon the disciple. While they were at meat, an unusual incident occurred, as if to interrupt the scene of Oriental festivity. A strange woman came in. Here is suggested a song question, a question indicated by one of the needs of this age. Do Christian Scientists seek truth as Simon sought the Savior, through material conservatism and for personal homage? If Christian Scientists are like Simon, then it must be said of them also that they love little. On the other hand, do they show their regard for truth or Christ by their genuine repentance, by their broken hearts, expressed by meekness and human affection, as did this woman? If so, then it may be said of them, as Jesus said of the unwelcome visitor, that they indeed love much, because much is forgiven them. Some individuals assimilate truth more readily than others, but any student who adheres to the divine rules of Christian Science and imbibes the Spirit of Christ can demonstrate Christian Science, cast out error, heal the sick, and add continually to his store of spiritual understanding, potency, enlightenment, and success. If Christian healing is abused by mere smatterers in science, it becomes a tedious mischief maker. Instead of scientifically effecting a cure, it starts a petty crossfire over every cripple and invalid, buffeting them with a superficial and cold assertion, "Nothing ails you." The poor suffering heart needs its rightful nutriment, such as peace, patience in tribulation, and a priceless sense of the dear Father's loving kindness. The physician who lacks sympathy for his fellow being is deficient in human affection, and we have the apostolic warrant for asking, "He that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?" Not having this spiritual affection, the physician lacks faith in the divine mind and has not that recognition of infinite love which alone confers the healing power. Such so-called scientists will strain out gnats while they swallow the camels of bigoted pedantry. If we would open their prison doors for the sick, we must first learn to bind up the brokenhearted. If we would heal by the Spirit, we must not hide the talent of spiritual healing under the napkin of its form, nor bury the morale of Christian Science in the grave clothes of its letter. The tender word and Christian encouragement of an invalid, pitiful patience with his fears and the removal of them, are better than hecatombs of gushing theories, stereotyped borrowed speeches, and the doling of arguments, which are but so many parodies on legitimate Christian Science aflame with divine love. Christian Scientists must live under the constant pressure of the apostolic command to come out from the material world and be separate. They must renounce aggression, oppression, and the pride of power. Christianity, with the crown of love upon her brow, must be their queen of life. Whatever holds human thought in line with unselfed love receives directly the divine power. If the scientist reaches his patient through divine love, the healing work will be accomplished at one visit, and the disease will vanish into its native nothingness like dew before the morning sunshine. If the scientist has enough Christly affection to win his own pardon and such commendation as the Magdalene gained from Jesus, then he is Christian enough to practice scientifically and deal with his patients compassionately, and the result will correspond with the spiritual intent. Love fulfills the law of Christian Science, and nothing short of this divine principle, understood and demonstrated, can ever furnish the vision of the apocalypse, open the seven seals of error with truth, or uncover the myriad illusions of sin, sickness, and death. God is love. More than this, we cannot ask. Higher, we cannot look. Farther, we cannot go.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 32. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, neath which our spirits blend like brother birds that soar and sing and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 32.
long time ago? Was it just yesterday? I had an idea of the way it should be. You could call them dreams, or you may call them prayers. Either way, it was all about me. So I planted some seeds in the usual way, and I watered them daily with blood, sweat, and tears. A few shoots of green would come up, and I'd say, "This is it. It went this way for years."
Yes, I planted some seeds in the usual way, and I watered them daily with blood, sweat, and tears. A few shoots of green would come up, and I'd think, "This is it. It went that way for years." But each seed would decay in a week and a day. There was something amiss in the soil. When I suffered enough, I turned from the earth, and that was the day of
things started to grow. Unexpectedly, I couldn't claim any credit, for it was so pure and so beautifully good. It had only sprung up when I let it, and it happened exactly the way God said it would.
Abundance of joy, it had only sprung up when I let it. Now the only thing left is to spread it, and it happened exactly the way God said it
would. Let's now sing hymn number 93. Happy the man whose heart can rest, assured God's goodness never will cease. Each day complete with joy is blessed. God keepeth him in perfect peace. Hymn number 93.
Thank you. from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. 1 John. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Colossians. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen.